Okay, so today we're going to talk about dehydration in children. And this can be a very serious health problem for kids, especially infants and toddlers, because their bodies are so small and so sensitive to changes in fluid levels. And infants and toddlers, and even older children, don't always know how to explain their symptoms properly and really tell a doctor what's going on. So today, what we're going to look at is some common causes of dehydration and what kinds of disorders and diseases doctors can screen for and try to treat so that children are less dehydrated if they're having these health problems. Okay, now, the most frequent causes of dehydration in children are fever, diarrhea, and vomiting. So, fever. Children can sweat a lot, lose those fluids that way. Diarrhea or vomiting. The fluids are kind of being thrown up by the children due to digestive problems. So, what kinds of illnesses can cause fever, diarrhea, and vomiting? Well, there are some common viral infections to look out for. If a child is showing symptoms of dehydration, you can check for the rotavirus, the Norwalk virus, and the adenovirus. These are very common causes of dehydration. You can also look for certain bacterial infections. And two of the big ones here are Salmonella and E. coli. Both of those come from food poisoning, and they can cause that fever, that diarrhea, that vomiting, sometimes all three. And that can be a serious problem, but a treatable one. So you want to screen for Salmonella and E. coli. Finally, don't rule out parasitic infections. Those are a definite possibility. You want to see if a child has a digestive tract parasite that could be causing them to lose fluids in a variety of ways, but especially again by fever, diarrhea, or vomiting. So, yes, scan for those certain kinds of viruses, those bacterial infections, and those parasites. Hopefully, that can help you find the root cause of dehydration in children and start treating those children so they can get better.